viral for throwing them bowls at a game.
And Selena Gomez was embarrassed by her boyfriend at the Emmys.
And later, did a T-Swift fan consider giving up a kidney to see her in concert? Baby, the tea is hot. What you got, Jesse?
Child, well, Gary, it looks like it's been a rough Black History Month for Black love.
Oh, Lord. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
First, we heard that our good sis Portia Gwabadia filed for divorce from her hubby Simon Gwabadia.
She look good, though.
Okay,
my baby
okay,
look good,
okay.
Honey.
Listen, after 1 year of marriage, Portia didn't spill the real tea, but she took to IG to thank her fans for prayers and support and signed off by her maiden initial, PW. Simon also posted on his IG saying, "I will keep loving my wife until the divorce is final."
I read it in that voice too.
Yeah, right?
I did, yeah.
So you stop loving it once the divorce filed
right,
and just
right.
cut off
like. What does that mean?
Anyway, and another couple calling it quits again is Princess Love and Ray J. Oh, Lord. Princess shared a long letter on her IG to her family and friends telling them they have mutually decided to part ways. What y'all think about this?
For real this time?
I don't believe that second one.
Yeah,
like, Ray J and Princess Love, they're going to figure it out. Always do. Love will find a way.
Does anyone ever mutually come to this decision? Like, I don't believe in, like, we mutually agreed. No. One person's mad.
Right.
Somebody's mad.
Yeah. Right.
Definitely, and Portia and Simon, I know Portia was like, let me go ahead and protect my assets, because I don't know what the hell is going on over here, so let me protect myself.
They seem so in love, and I think they're going to get back together. I just think right now they're going through a rough patch,
mm-mm.
and they're going to probably get back together and love each other and have a child and do all that stuff.
She signed the letter PW. She's done. She's back to being Portia Williams.
Well, maybe she, it was password. And she left it blank and didn't finish the thing.
No.
Well, a video of a former NFL star, Cam Newton. Man, he was out there fighting three people at a youth football event, and it went viral over the weekend. Now, let me explain the video. The 6'5", 245-pound former quarterback could be seen in one of his signature custom hats at the top of the staircase, where all of a sudden, chaos broke out. Check it out.
Baby, he was giving him that work. All these men on one.
It almost could be say Cam Newton jumped those people.
You know what's crazy?
His hat never fell off.
Like, you know what's crazy? Not one feather dropped from that hat. Feather dropped from that hat.
Hold on a second. He's doing the hat thing? That's like a thing?
Yeah, he's always got some plantation hat on.
He hadn't seen it like that.
I think that's where strength and magic come from.
He shouldn't have been fighting those people. He's a quarterback.
It don't matter if somebody touched him or tried to take his stuff. You better fight.
They were jumping him. They were trying to jump him.
It was three guys.
Yeah. If you ever get sucker punched, like, the first couple seconds, you don't even care who it is.
You're going to just let him beat you up and take your stuff and not fight back?
It's Black History Month. Martin Luther King said, turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't got no cheeks left. It was three men. He only got two cheeks.
Gary's cheeks will be in the air. Don't even worry about it.
With those three.
Don't worry about it.
And the real MVP is dude's hat. That hat held him down.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, didn't move, didn't turn to the side or nothing. Who got a better supporting hat, him or T.I.?
Oh, my God. That's...
Oh, man.
Or Adebisi from Oz, because his hat also didn't move much either.
You know what? We need to see T.I. get jumped while wearing
we the do not.
You know what I mean.
He get those hats from the wig shop, baby. When they pin down your wigs before you leave, honey, that hat was pinned down, honey, because there's no way it would have came off.
Why would you even bother Cam Newton, for
sometimes
real?
This was at a kid's tournament, at a kid's event.
So
come
disrespectful.
On now.
Got your face beat
during
by
Black
a man
History
in a giant
Month.
Hat.
All that Black violence during Black History Month.
I know. Oh, Lord, we got a few more days left.
All right. Okay, Selena Gomez has been dating music producer Benny Blanco for a few months now, and she just told Jimmy Kimmel how he embarrassed her at the Emmys. So check it out. Lately, Selena's been watching How I Met Your Mother to fall asleep, so she was excited when she saw the show star, Jason Segel, on the red carpet, and then this happened.
Jason Segel happened to be at the Emmys, and he looked at me, and he started waving, and I was like, oh, like, hi. And I slowly realized he was waving to someone behind me, and I was like, oh, gosh. And he felt awkward and inclined to then come over, and then my boyfriend goes, oh, she falls asleep to you every night. And I was like, oh, that's weird. But I do.
She looked like Chrissy Teigen.
But you know what? He looked like the type of man. Y'all know how, y'all seen how he looked?
Benny Blanco?
Yeah, he looked like the type to make that type of joke.
Oh. He looked a little slow.
Mm.
Oh. He's cute. He looked like a fun guy. Like he would have
no,
fun.
No, he looked like what y'all said.
Yeah. He looked like the type of person to make that type of joke.
My girlfriend falls asleep to you every night. Mm-hmm. That's sort of weird. That's a little awkward.
Because depending on how you process that, your brain is like, oh, really? I'm the last thing your girlfriend sees before she goes to sleep at night? Or do I bore your girlfriend and that's why she goes to sleep at night?
Either or.
Right. It's not exactly a compliment to your show. Like if someone's like, oh, I put on Dish Nation to go to sleep, I'd be like, oh.
Right.
And you say thank you? Right.
Right.
You say thank you or
Yeah. You know how hard we work to make this a family show?
Right.
Really hard.
Really.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
Didn't See Dish Coming!
Okay, a Mississippi police officer named Robin Connor just lost her job. Oh. But wait till you hear why. Oh, Lord, she's black.
Oh,
it's Black History Month. Robin, dang!
Oh.
Robin, who is 33, was caught stealing a $140 pair of shoes from a sporting goods store while she was on duty and in uniform. Big dummy. And she was detained until the police chief arrived and took her into custody in her own cop car.
You know what? That is
sad,
honey.
Oh, they let her keep her wig on, though.
Oh,
she still looks good, but it was sad. I bet she was that honey, when she took those shoes.
Dick's Sporting, Goods?
Mm-hmm.
They still open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Gary know about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know there's a bunch of around.
Yeah. I don't know, y'all. It's Black History Month. I'm going to stand by this black woman.
No.
I think this is a scheme that Todd set
why
up.
Why would she be
dumb enough? Why would she be stealing as a cop on duty during Black History Month? Come on, y'all. Somebody set her up.
Something about this isn't right.
You need a good lie. Like, oh, I'm taking these for evidence. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Lo and behold, you wanted the felony ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Do she got a GoFundMe or something?
Something we can help her out.
There was nothing she could say to clear herself. Like,
yeah, like, girl.
Did she put them in her bag?
She must put them in a bag while I was walking out the store in them.
She just walked out the store. Something gave her away really bad.
But the disrespect of being taken away in your own cop car.
That's insane.
Has that ever happened before?
Arrested
and put in the back of your own cop car?
We don't know.
Also, how are you going to detain a cop? She had a gun.
Wait.
What? Did she just wait?
I mean, you could have escalated by pulling your gun as the cop and be like, nah, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then that is a whole different set of
crimes.
They just
pulled her ass up on the camera like they do everybody else and say, good, Keisha, you were stealing.
How about she could have just said, y'all lying or something?
Right.
Comparing
these to, she should have came up with something and set him
now.
Back on the counter and walked out and got the hell on.
And it went the whoop whoop.
We need Annalise Keating on
skirt,
the case.
Skirt through the traffic, honey.
You can tell y'all steal, so you see that? That's just something.
I know you ain't talking to the one who went to jail for stealing.
Okay. How you doing?
Gary, did you go to jail for
No.
He lying like hell. Anyway, up next, Idris Elba caused a major scene with Robert De Niro, but it wasn't in a movie. Details after the break.
Town, do I look like a thief?
Somebody
sir.
Thanks.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay.
All right, y'all. Taylor Swift has some loyal fans. So loyal, in fact, that they're willing to put their health on the line to see her. Now, Tamara Gray was on the transplant list to receive a kidney for quite a while now. And like many others, she didn't think she was going to get one. Brat, you're going to love this. So while Tamara was getting ready to board a plane to Sydney, Australia to see T-Swift in concert, that's when she got the call that they found her a kidney. Well, Tamara told the local news that for a second she considered saying no to the kidney, but eventually she chose to get the surgery. What?
Good call. Because there would have been a blank space in her seat if because of her bad blood. You know what I mean? Like, she made the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe she hesitated. Like, are you okay?
Right.
Yeah.
But I would have gone.
You would have gone to the concert?
Yes.
They wouldn't have saved her the kidney.
Oh, they wouldn't have saved the kidney for her?
They're not going to put it on the microwave for you. They're giving it to the next person in line.
She could have sold the ticket to the concert, pocketed that money, and tried to go catch another date after she recovered from surgery.
How's she going to sell a ticket if she was on the way to the concert?
It's a long way to Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you own the plane, to get on the plane. And
she's
you got the
get
ticket. Who you gonna get out to play with? Oh, I got a ticket for Taylor Swift.
No. You put it online, Gary.
Yeah.
We know you don't work.
You never did the Ticketmaster.
The concert was damn it that day, huh? Or she was about to go.
It was later.
Yeah.
It was later.
A long
the
flight.
Flight to Australia is very long, right. Gary. There was been enough time
yeah, she put it on
for her to go back to her room and put it on online.
You act like she had the ticket in her hand physically, boarding a plane with it. Like, nah.
When's the last time you used a ticket?
No.
To see the whispers.
Yeah. Bet you by going
away. Yeah, don't even worry about it. We're going to move on, okay? Moving on, during the Screen Actors Guild Awards this past weekend, Idris Elba shared the story about a time where he got kicked out of Robert De Niro's office as a teen, y'all. Check it out.
Mm. I scammed my way up to Robert De Niro's office in Tribeca. I used my English charm to convince the security guard and the receptionist that I had an appointment. Now, the woman set me up into the elevator, and that's when I ended up in a Bronx cell.
He ain't getting
no. No, I'm lying, no. No, I wasn't in a Bronx cell. I got kicked out of the office by Robert De Niro's producing partner at the time.
Why would he tell that story?
Why not?
The next proper black child they do, they're gonna go to jail.
And I felt a way about that too.
Really?
Cause like, why would he do that to Idris Elba during Black History Month?
Cause you weren't invited, and it probably wasn't Black History Month. This was, you know, when Bronx Tale came out.
When it came out,
like 95.
And it still could have been in February during Black History Month.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It could have been February.
It could have been in Black History Month. Y'all don't want to stick together?
We don't get like a invincibility pass just cause it's February. If anything, the world come at us harder during Black History Month.
That is not right.
Have you guys ever done anything like big like this for your career, like gun, like outside of the ropes or anything?
I definitely got snuck into Beyonce and Jay-Z's Rock Nation brunch.
You sure did say that too.
Yeah. Like you couldn't get in there, and I was in there.
Your face on the wall now.
Definitely snuck in there.
Coming up, is A-Rod celebrating Black History Month by going all out? Find out why the internet is trolling him. Plus, much, much more when we come right back.
Is he black?
He's Dominican.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
As we approach the end of this historical and eventful Black History Month, Alex Rodriguez decided to hit a home run with his tribute to the culture, child. So A-Rod was spotted sitting courtside supporting his team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, this past weekend, looking a little bit toasty. Okay?
What in the Tropic Thunder is going on here?
Okay. No!
All right? What and fans were shocked with folks on social media calling him the reverse Sammy Sosa and the reverse Michael Jackson. I'm screaming. But A-Rod said, ah, and came through with a quick read about his melanation. Look at this.
All right, everybody. I know that I'm dark, but I am Dominican, and I went on vacation, and I fell asleep in the sun. So everybody calm down. Tranquilito, suavecito, mi gente, ya.
Oh, okay, I like that.
I like seeing a Dominican actually, you know. You know, because a lot of times Dominicans love to be like, I know black, that be my color.
That is a thing.
Okay, I know black.
What was the last thing he said?
He said, mi gente, suavemente, besame, something like that.
He sounded like he said.
You know what he said?
Yeah, I was asking. Yeah, he said, suavemente, that's what he said.
Mi gente, my people.
Did you go to hell, you black folks, honey, because this is what I am? That's what he said?
No.
Oh, that's what he said.
I'm telling you, he said, vivi mi vida, la, 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 la. That's what he said.
Oh, Lord.
This photo is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, the sun was on maximum the day he was out there. You know?
But his teeth are glowing.
This is like A-Rod trying to cross that border and go down and get him a little Haitian girl.
It is Black History Month.
Okay, it is Black History Month. You want to end it with a little Haitian girl. I am available, A-Rod. How you doing?
Oh, Lord. When ain't you available?
I know, right?
Oh, God. A-Rod, Idris, what's with the A-E-I-O-U's?
Hello, somebody.
Somebody
recruit me. Yes,
that's
go.
That's right, honey. Flavor Flav would be great.
Oh, how did we go there?
Yeah, boy. No.
They could bring Flavor Love back. I'd watch it.
Yeah. Really? With me on it?
You would be perfect.
Really?
You would
definitely.
Yes,
please.
I can see that clock around your neck.
For the love of Woo.
We need to do for the love. That's what we need to do.
Thank you.
Let's do that.
Please.
Let's do for the love of Woo.
Please.
I'm going to talk to Steven in the back.
Okay.
We're going to do for the love of Woo.
I'm your man.
And you Woo, Woo, Woo.
Well, moving on, let's talk about DJ Khaled, man. He is committed to wearing fresh kicks and not getting them dirty. Now, he posted a video of how he makes it from the back of his Maybach to the stage without getting a speck of dirt on his J's. Peep it.
Can I get everybody to help me? Please, everybody,
get
help me.
Get on the side, get on the side.
Wow. What?
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Are we?
You want to get...
Can't mess up the chains.
This is also how the pyramids were built.
He ought to be ashamed of his damn self. All three of them big men, number one. They carried his big ass because he don't want his tennis shoes dirty. As rich as he is, he should have at least a couple of pairs.
That's like carrying Free Willy. Remember when they was trying to carry Free Willy out of the tank and trying to free him into the sea?
They were so imbalanced while they was trying to like get him over there, too. Now.
But if they was paying good, I would lift him.
Yeah?
Yeah. You would fall over, Gary.
With my
baby, you, them ankles would snap, honey. You wouldn't make it, boo.
Gary's not the most sturdy.
Yeah, you wouldn't make
That's
it.
That's all right. I would try, honey.
Khaled would push
Y'all
you into the sand.
His ankles. them little ankles.
These sturdy as a three-legged man. Table.
They have lifted a many heavy pieces.
Oh, oh, Lord.
Can we move on? Oh, wow. No, you go, Gary.
Coming up, Rihanna, let's fans hop in. We'll show you what, honey, we're talking about after the break.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Let's wrap things up with spreading a little love with Rihanna style, honey. Rihanna style, that's what it said. So while out in Italy, Riri had a group of fans crying to take a photo outside of her van, y'all. So guess what she did?
What?
She opened the door and let them get in to take the photos.
Right.
Wasn't that sweet?
What?
Oh, Riri.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know they did not expect that.
Please, what?
Also, me, please.
Can we do it all?
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was so nice of her, though, to let them in her van.
Oh, my God.
Because the person sitting there in there with her was like, what is you doing?
Right. That was Melissa.
Up chilling every day. She's
That's like, her best friend, Melissa. She protective. She like, what's going on? Oh, okay.
Well, and I've been with y'all for years, and y'all would have never given me a ride. I opened up the doors for your van.
Yeah, we would have. What are you talking about?
Yeah, for me.
Whatever, Gary. You exaggerating.
Look at Tana.
Tana was very quiet.
I would. Where do you want to go, Gary?
Don't say. Go and say. I'll give you a ride.
No, Tana. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Say it, Tana.
No. Destination Pound Town.
Say it, Tanner, because I would ask you, is that a Pinto or a Mustang?
No, what? Don't say it, Tanner.
You would give Gary a ride?
I would help Gary travel wherever he wanted to go.
Leave him alone, Jesse. You get all the rides here, though. I can't get none.
Jesse do all the rides.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.